This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Israel's red line. According to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his red line as regards the war in Gaza is making sure another October 7th never happens again. This was in response to a question asked of U.S. President Joe Biden about his red line. Biden's response, you cannot have another 30,000 dead. Now that, of course, takes as a fact the number put out there by Hamas, which of course has a vested interest in convincing the world that women and children are being slaughtered inconsiderately by, indiscriminately is the word I was looking for, by the Israelis. That number's been called into question, shall we say. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports that the Israel Defense Forces plan to eliminate the UN Relief and Works Agency, which is the main United Nations relief agency working inside Gaza. As you know, more than a dozen UNRWA employees have been fired because their direct links to Hamas and or Palestinian Islamic Jihad were exposed. But Israel claims that as much as 10% of the 13,000 UNRWA workers in Gaza are linked either directly or indirectly to those terror organizations. So Israel working now with other aid organizations such as the UN World Food Program to distribute humanitarian aid inside Gaza. Frankly, UNRWA is perpetuating its own existence. If they solve the problem of need in Gaza, they're out of work. It's like any other bureaucracy. It finds reasons to justify its continued existence, and working with Hamas appears to be one of the ways they've been doing that. Topic number 4, digging the hole deeper. That's what President Biden appears to be doing. His new budget proposed on Monday calls for $5.5 trillion in tax increases, but only on the rich, while spending $7.3 trillion on other items, defense, federal benefit programs, affordable housing, student debt cancellation, among other proposals. The fiscal year 2025 budget, not likely to be passed by Congress. It matches last year's top-line tax increase level and spends $300 billion more while purportedly cutting the budget by $3 trillion over the next 10 years. This is according to the White House release on Monday. Now, Republicans and fiscal hawks calling out the administration for reckless spending. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget noted that the Office of Management and Budget Estimates project the national debt would actually increase to $45.1 trillion. That's 105.6% of gross domestic product by the year 2034, up from $27.4 trillion. In other words, it would increase by about $18 trillion rather than dropping by $3 trillion. And of course, that official debt number does not take into account unfunded liabilities, things that Congress has promised us, the American taxpayers, but hasn't yet allocated money for. You know, the kind of accounting that corporations are legally required to do. When you factor in the unfunded liabilities like Social Security and Medicare, the actual federal deficit is nearly $154 trillion. I will repeat, $153.9 trillion with a T dollars. That is the actual United States federal deficit. We ain't getting out of this hole, not without Jubilee. That's an ice water wake-up call if ever there was one. Brian Riddell, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute who focuses on budget and taxes, says, quote, the president isn't simply raising taxes to close the deficit. He's not doing it at all. He's raising it to expand government. Yeah, the second one there. He adds the president's proposals would saddle the United States with the highest sustained income tax burden in American history as a share of the economy. End quote. Now, again, this is unlikely to pass Congress, so it's probable, given that this is an election year and they've just handed a whole list of talking points to the Republicans, that the Democrats, the Biden team specifically, are hoping they can get point to the fact that this is dead on arrival in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and say, see, we would have offered relief on your student loans, your housing costs, your Medicaid, etc., but those evil Republicans shot it down. Now, not that the Republicans are the good guys in all of this. I note that the federal deficit increased by some 40% officially under President Trump. Now, of course, a lot of that was the free money that was handed out during the pandemic lockdowns, but still, this is an ongoing trend that spans both parties within the deep state. Again, short of Jubilee, there ain't no way we're getting out of this. And I think this is by design. Topic number three, the purge in Pittsburgh. Disturbing story out of Pittsburgh where police will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in-progress emergencies. In other words, things like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit. Residents will have to file a police report over the phone. Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency. And in fact, in Pittsburgh, the police are so underfunded and so unable to find people who want to come to work as officers that no longer coming to check out a crime scene unless there's an emergency in progress. And only then if it doesn't happen between 3 and 7 in the morning. You see, between 3 and 7, the overnight shift, there will be as few as 20 police officers on duty for the entire city of Pittsburgh. The chief said the data supports that because only 8% of their calls come in between 3 and 7 a.m. Yeah, except for now that you've made it public that criminals are unlikely to run into a police officer between 3 and 7 a.m. Maybe don't tell the secret because now it's not a secret. Pray for the people of Pittsburgh. And for other large cities here in the U.S., because I suspect this kind of crisis will be hitting other cities before long. Topic number two, blasphemy. Oh, the blasphemy laws have never gone away. We've got several stories here that kind of make the same point. First, the most bizarre review of a new television program that I have ever seen, or at least so far this year, is one where a critic actually asks this question, where are the black people in Shogun? Now, if you're not familiar with Shogun, this is based on a novel written in 1980 that is set in 1600, the year 1600 in Japan, the Shogun era. Okay, 1600 Japan. Where are the black people in Japan in the year 1600? The answer, statistically speaking, there weren't any. But this is America in the 21st century, and this is how we judge everything cultural. You have to have Africans in everything. Now look, Africa has a rich and storied history. We don't need to twist the history of the Japanese, the Europeans, and Asians to force them into areas where they historically did not belong. The Vikings, showing a program here within the last couple of years, showing a Viking queen is a black woman. Cleopatra, Egyptian, not African, and yet this is America today. And if you don't do it, you get called out as in this review. Meanwhile, a new online bookstore that called itself All Inclusive launched last week with great fanfare said it would not ban any books. We are the anti-book banning bookstore. Within a week announced that it was, yes, in fact, removing titles and apologizing for previously selling harmful books. This online bookstore, co-founded with drag performer RuPaul, the president Eric Cervini said, quote, while other online bookstores will continue selling hate-filled books, Alstora will not. We will be a community, a home for all, end quote. Except for anybody who disagrees with them. But here in Washington State, here in the United States, Governor Jay Inslee of Washington poised to sign a bill that would end free speech in certain counties. The rest of the state will probably follow soon thereafter. The legislature recently passed a bill that creates a bias incident hotline to the state attorney general's office. Yes, if you hear your neighbor in Washington state say something bad about somebody else based on characteristics, perceived bias, you can call the cops on them. We're not talking about physical hate crimes here. You're talking about, hey, you're fat. Suddenly, speech police at your door. Canada takes even a step further. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is saying, hold my beer, eh? A new hate speech law in Canada, billed as protecting children, would criminalize speech in Canada to the point where people could be imprisoned for life for certain speech. Government spokesperson said, quote, Bill C-63 would increase the maximum penalty specifically for advocating genocide from 5 years to life imprisonment and from 2 years to 5 years on indictment for the willful promotion of hatred. The question is, how do you define advocating genocide and willful promotion and hatred? What do those terms mean? It's in the eye of the beholder. Again, blasphemy laws have never gone away. It's just that the modern zealots of the religion of wokeism are enforcing them far more aggressively than the Spanish Inquisition ever did. Coming up, the monolith is back. And good news about Skywatch TV's virtual conference. You haven't missed anything yet. Details straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit. The false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah, as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one today, the monolith has returned. The stainless steel Toblerone-shaped monolith, that's that candy bar that comes in a triangle-shaped package, shown up again in Wales, this time on a hill there. This is one of several that have popped up around the world over the last 3-4 years. This is in the Hay-on-Wye region in Wales, noticed over the weekend. Two similar structures found in Utah and California back in 2020 were the works of an artist group in New Mexico calling itself the Most Famous Artist. Another monolith appeared in Turkey, 2021, Turkey. And another one in Romania, a third in Ukraine back in 2020. Who's putting them there and why? Who knows? Conspiracy theorists? Go to work. See what you come up with. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Confronting the Darkness, is on now. It launched on February 29th, but the good news is you've not lost any time. If you sign up today, you get 90 days from today or tomorrow, or 90 days from the time you sign up to take in 24 cutting-edge presentations, including the last presentation by Tom Horn. Plus, as a free bonus, all 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. You can find out more and sign up today at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our discussion with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and Pastor Carl Gallups. Zev's new book, Blood Alliance, is the topic. The ultimate threshold covenant, blood covenant of the threshold, is the one that gets us into our Father's house. Jesus went on ahead to prepare places for us. Zev Porat talks about that this week. You can watch the program and all the previous programs in this series. In fact, all of our video content at skywatchtv.com. Go to the website. If your favorite social media site, video streaming site, offline, or we've been canceled, skywatchtv.com, or our Roku or Apple TV channels. You can also watch it over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also catch it at YouTube, youtube.com/@skywatchtvnow, rumble.com/skywatchtv. But better yet, guarantee we never get canceled by downloading our free mobile app. We will not be canceled from our app. Yes, it is available for iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire, phones, and tablets. And we've got links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Gotten a couple of emails here over the last few days asking, where is Grace? Where is Grace the rescue dog? Trust me, she is here. She is here with me every day. Thank you for asking. And again, thank you for your patience when she chooses to make herself seen in the video. Right now, she's sitting by the front door to the barn here, looking out through the open door. There is a storm door there. She can just see through it. So she likes to keep an eye out for the postman, her mortal enemy. But thank you for asking. She comes to work with me here every day and really seems to enjoy spending time out here. I'm thankful for that. And thankful for you. Thank you for watching. This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.